No, bitch, that shit was cute 10 years ago. Fuck yeah, bitch, you fucking don't count. I'm like, this is my podcast, this is my podcast.
And I was like,
1 times 2, yeah, we double it.
Goddamn.
2 times 2, yeah, we double it. Put some trouble in it. We gotta.
It's double the trouble.
Check. I think we're live.
All right.
We're live. Hey, guys, what's up? Welcome to 2025. This is a new episode of Double the Trouble podcast with Manny and...
Yo, it's Teddy. How's everybody doing?
What's up? Teddy, how you been?
Fucking 2025 is crazy, bro. You know, every once in a while, I have, like, a flashback, and I'll be like at work, like, on my papers, I put, like, 2014 or some random ass fucking number. And I'll just look at it, like, the fuck am I thinking? But 2025 is crazy, for sure. But it's going good. Yeah.
So you're telling me that, so you're not staying in Pomona anymore?
No, I've been in San Bernardino for about a year now. Recently in November, I had this thing at work where my machine wasn't working properly.
Yeah.
You could still use it technically, right? But it's fucking unsafe, and I've been injured there twice already. So I told my supervisor, I was like, I'm not driving it. She's like, what's wrong with it? Like, it fucking goes like that in the aisle and it turns off. It's really unsafe. And my assumption is she didn't like the way that I brought it to her because, like, she was right next to her boss.
Yeah.
And she was like, just go home. We'll fix the machine and we'll call you back. And then it fucking called me back.
They didn't fucking call me back,
so I got another job. And, like, I was already, like, 1 foot out the door because, like, the company was doing, like, some Grammy shit. Like, I didn't like how they handled, like... they just got sued. Like, one of my friends received, like, a $1,400 check from the class action lawsuit that they had.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fuck it, make some money.
But I was already 1 foot out the door because, like, I spent literally 98% of the time, like, sitting down. And I've been trying to, like, lose weight and shit. So, my new job, like, they have me, like, walking around and shrink wrapping and fucking moving boxes. And I lost, in the first 2 months that I was there, I lost 15 pounds. So.
Marquez?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So, it's good. It's going good.
Shit, since last year, the beginning of last year, I went zero sugar.
Zero sugar?
Well, I mean, in moderation, you know, fucking during the weekends, mm-hmm. Give myself a cheat, like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Every now and then, some chocolate milk, or fucking Nutter Butters, whatever the fuck. But, like,
some chocolate milk.
I don't fucking put down, like, 2 big ass fucking giant super gulps and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Dr. Pepper anymore. Like, I mean, I still put down some Diet Dr. Pepper, but. The motherfucker has a shit ton of sodium, but at least there's no sugar in the bitch. So, I mean, I replaced one fucking vice with another.
No, definitely. That's what you have to do.
In the end, honestly, it helped a lot, because whenever I was craving sugar, I really, you know, I was like, fuck it, I'll just drink Pepsi Zero or whatever soda that I had on hand, and a lot of it, like,
dude, the sugar and caffeine is a fucking drug, dude.
Oh yeah.
Did you have like those, like, what they call withdrawals?
I wouldn't say necessarily that I had withdrawals because I was already fucking slamming energy drinks and fucking.
That shit was crazy, yeah.
Because like,
you're like, your TikToks are full of those videos. You just like,
if you're already used to zero sugar energy drinks to begin with, you're gonna be used to zero sugar sodas. So, like, in a way, it's kind of like a little, it's not too difficult of a transition if you can deal with the aftertaste of fucking most of these energy drinks and shit. So, if you already put up with that bullshit, you're going to be able to put up with the diet fucking versions of whatever soda that you like, or the zero sugar versions of those sodas, which, you know, it's kind of interesting to think that I remember they were trying to market fucking these sodas to dudes, and instead of marketing in whatever way that, like, Mexico and shit does, where they'll add the title Max Pepsi Max, compraste Pepsi Max. And you're like, what the fuck is this Pepsi Max? Is it like more caffeine? Or like, what the fuck is it? It was in fact more caffeine, but it was a zero sugar version of a Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I remember drinking that as a kid. I was like, this is bullshit. Where's my sugar at?
You can taste the
difference. I live in Mexico. I want my cane sugar.
I was like, this shit is cut.
Yeah, for real. Hold on. That didn't sniff right.
It's but, been cut too many times. This shit ain't even worth it.
But like, hold on. So like, I remember they had fucking, I think it was like Dr. Pepper 10. And like,
oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so fucking,
it's only 10 calories, dude. Fucking, you gotta drink it, man. It's fucking healthy for you, bro.
Oh, it's healthy for you when people say that shit.
And then as soon as it fucking, it's healthy for you, bro, and you're just like, nah, I lost interest. As a dude, you're like, I lost interest. Yeah. You can't tell me this shit's gonna be healthy for me. I'm not gonna want it. You gotta be like, hey, that shit you're drinking, it might fucking kill you.
So, okay,
but
so
there's zero calories.
Zero calories.
You're like,
it has to have zero everything, but it's not water.
You're like, hold on. It might kill me, right?
And then you read the thing and it says a negligible amount.
And you're like, ah, dick, you fucking,
it's just, you know, it's a little bit of cancer, it's negligible.
You're like, you know what? It tastes good, thank you. But at the same time you're like, hey dog, You mean to tell me that if I pound at least like 500 of these in one go,
oh, no, you still,
I might die. I might.
Oh,
and it's heavy on the might, because I saw that dude from fucking Utah that puts down like, I think like 5 gallons in a day.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's like, oh, this shit makes sense. Fucking Utah.
The fool's a septic tank. God damn it.
Fucking for reals, dude. So. It, that dude, on his grocery hauls, he's like, watch me buy 96 packs of soda. And I was like, what the fuck? Why? And then they see like the location, and they're like, oh, it's Utah. Shit makes sense. Okay.
That shit's in the tap or what?
This was probably like a fucking master at soaking and fucking not making eye contact with women and not having coffee and shit.
That's... So what's your favorite, like, diet substitute then?
All right.
Like, zero sugar substitute.
Favorite zero sugar substitute right now, if I could fucking have it, and I will have it, it's fucking Pepsi Zero.
Pepsi Zero,
for whatever reason, this new formula that they have, it fucking tastes like a Mexican Pepsi. If you've ever had Mexican Pepsi from, like, any taco spot as a kid... Because, I mean, a lot of them usually had it. It was fucking cheaper than the fucking medio litro de coca.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're just like, me da una de esas de botella. ¿Cuál, mijo? Tengo coca, Pepsi, la spray y Fanta. And then you see the Fanta. Ese es Mirinda. And then you see the coca. Ese es Pepsi. ¿Qué chingas? And then you see the coca. Sprite. It's fucking 7-Up. You're like, ira, hijo, su puta madre con sus tranzas, güey. Aquí me anda cobrando 3 bolas por una pinche soda de vidrio y me estás diciendo, me estás engañando, hijo de su puta madre.
¿La Pepsi?
Tú nomás dime que es Pepsi, yo todavía la compro, pero no me engañas, no me dices que, oh, it's a fucking cold, bro. No, it's not, it's a Pepsi. I like Pepsi better anyways. I'll die on that hill. Fuck it. First it's Dr. Pepper, and then it's Pepsi, and then it's Coke. Or you know what? I take that shit back. Fuck Coke. It's RC Cola.
RC Cola.
RC.
I fuck with RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Damn, what do they put in that thing,
dude? I don't fucking know, dog. That is the one fucking sugar that I'm like, I'll fuck around with the RC Cola.
And there's
Cola
never
shit.
Enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You get the can, you're like, this is somehow less in this can than in the other.
it's like a fucking Shasta. A Shasta Cola, when you drink it, you're like... Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
You know what's weird about Shasta?
Shasta's pretty good. Underrated,
they're,
for sure.
They're underrated, but for whatever reason, I feel like the Tiki Punch doesn't get cold enough.
That's like if you put a book in the freezer.
Yeah.
And the book never feels frozen.
Yep.
But like, you put like a piece of metal in there, and that shit gets stuck to your hands all fucking warm.
You're like, it's the fucking aluminum stuck to your hand, yeah. But the fucking drink's still warm, dude.
It's still like, fuck.
That's another one.
That's true.
Tiki Punch, I will fuck up a Tiki Punch, dude. I remember.
It's never cold enough, is it?
It's never fucking cold. I remember, what the fuck was, I think like 2 months ago, we had fucking pizza at work. And these fools are fucking something else. Instead of giving you a raise, they give you pizza. Fucking. Oh, but
tell me about it.
I was like, fuck it, it's pizza pirates. I'll fucking eat pizza pirates.
I got tired of that shit because my, where I used to work at, the lunch truck used to buy, well, used to bring pizza pirate and fucking, I don't know.
Charging $3 a slice or what?
It's not even that. It was just like, after a while, I'm in high school. Like, it's just.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You
know, I get
you. Do you eat too much Chinese food and you're just like, ugh.
You know what, low key, I kind of did that to myself with fucking Carnitas Michoacan.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, like, we, and my wife brought it up the other day, too. She was like, you know, we haven't been to Carnitas Michoacan in a while. I was like, you're right. I still don't want to go.
You like, gotta give it at least 3 months.
I was like, dude, I'd rather drive to the fucking swap meet in Orange County to the, I think it's like Santa Fe Springs swap meet.
No. Damn, I haven't been to a swap meet in a minute.
Fuck, Cerritos? No. Cypress swap meet. It's an outdoor swap meet, mostly flea market. They have these carnitas. It's twins. It's carnitas los Juates, I think, or some shit. How do you say twins again?
Yeah, cuates.
Yeah, cuates. So, these was fucking... I remember they fucking... They served us, like, probably, like... I think we went, like, a month and a half ago. And they're like, hey! ¿Dónde chingas están? ¿Tiene rato que no vienen? And I was like, yeah, dude, it's because they fucking switched me. I used to have Saturdays off, so we'd go on Saturdays. Fucking all hungover.
They're only open on the weekends.
Yeah, they're only open Saturday and Sundays. And I told them, I was like, dude, I have fucking work on Saturdays now. So I'm like, when I get off, you guys are closed.
For the next day, yeah. You're doing errands and shit.
Well, usually Sundays, I'll sleep in, dude. I hate waking up early. Fucking, but when we do wake up early, I try to make it a thing to go if my wife wants. If not, then we'll just go get some fucking clothes.
That's the lineup with everything. Yeah.
But that fucking place, dude, it's worth the goddamn drive. It's off of Valley View and fucking Lincoln in Cypress. It's a mission. It's a whole ass flea market and everything. It's like,
I think I've been there a couple times.
It's like one of those ones where, like, fuck, my wife digs. She's like, it's like you fucking grabbed your garage and threw it on a fucking on a tarp.
So it's a good quality fucking what's it called? Knockoffs, high quality knockoffs and shit.
Oh, dude, we found some good fucking knockoff AirPods.
I bet they're out there, dude. Like, not all knockoffs are the same.
Hell no. That, you know what's crazy? Like, fucking TikTok educates the shit out of you. Like, I know it's been...
If you start hitting the right videos and you go down the rabbit hole of, like...
Because, yeah, I mean, you get one of two things. You either end up on brain rot, which you're like...
You just watching fucking dumb videos?
Fucking...
You can sit there for hours. You're like... You can sit there for hours on the brain rot side of TikTok... And as soon as you put the phone down, you don't remember any of the shit that you saw. Not one fucking thing.
You feel like a whole ass iPad child right there. Exactly. You're like, hey, is there still chicken nuggets? Oh, shit, what do you mean I've been here for 3 hours?
Yeah, dude, you don't remember not one fucking thing you saw, dude.
Oh, dude, that's fucking accurate as shit. It's either you end up
learning too much or you don't fucking remember shit.
Why is it that the brain rot side of TikTok always ends up on those Chinese videos?
And it's some guy making like baskets out of fucking. He's like making baskets out of fucking bamboo.
And I'm like, yo, dog, like, how come this looks like we could do it over here, but we can't? And then
you look up and like, fuck, it's been 3 hours.
The fucking sun's coming out, you hear the birds chirping, you're like, oh, chingada madre, fuck, bro.
Are you still squeezing those 30 minutes before?
She's like, hold on, let me just sleep through 4 snoozes.
Yup. Fuck TikTok. Dude, you know, your social media is so addicting, it's like another drug, dude. I've noticed that, like, when I'm at work and there's nothing to do, I'll grab my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, those days start to pile up where, like, I'll be hiding food to get, like, a fucking... Like,
sneaking for it. You're like, hold on, let me just
fucking sneak in the reel and a fucking double life and just like...
Oh, shit! That was a good one right there. Yeah, fuck.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Just like, I think I just saw a dude die right now.
Dopamine rush. Oh, the not safe for work videos and shit.
Oh, dude.
It's another drug, dude.
What's fucking crazy to me is that TikTok will fucking whole ass show you, like, they'll either show you some raunchy ass shit and then you're like, you literally just say fuck in a video and they're like, that's not age appropriate. We're gonna have to, like, we're gonna have to take that down for community guidelines. You're like, what the fuck? Oh, there's another one. You're like, damn it. Another one. Fuck. Stop. Damn it. You know what? 30 days.
Can I drink? Do you get a lot of videos taken then?
I do. Fucking, it's usually because I'm fucking drinking beers. And it's funny because I'm just like, dude, I've seen people fucking chug a bottle of vodka.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then, like, literally throw that up instantly. And that video is fucking, like, 1.5 million likes and, like, a billion shares. And I'm like, dude, I fucking said I fucking love you guys. I'm proud of you. Fucking, it's hot. You're hot. This beer's getting hot. And then TikTok's like, yo, why are you telling people you love them? Community guidelines, homie.
Community guidelines.
Shit.
Have you seen this big buff dude that, like, he puts out a table and says, if you can chug a beer faster than me, like, 20 bucks to your 100?
No shit.
No, 100 bucks to your 20?
No way.
And he'll sit there, like, you know, have, like, cups.
Yeah.
And then this one, like, just opens up his esophagus for you, like, the cup just, like, drains into his fucking body. And nobody has beat him yet.
I believe it.
So it'd be like my 20, your 20 to my 100. Like, if you beat me, you get 100. If I beat you, I get 20.
More beverage?
I'm down.
I got a tea and I got tecate.
I'll take tea.
Alright, let me, tecate. I guess this is the best time to plug some shit, Teddy.
Oh, dude.
It's been a while, huh? You ain't got nothing to plug.
Yeah, it really though, dude. It's just... Like, every time I want to get, like, the podcast going or, like, just, like, streaming, like, dude, just life hits you in the fucking ankles, dude. You have to fucking sit down for a little bit. It's tough. It's tough. Like, I tried bringing my stream back not too long ago. And, like a couple weeks ago. And then it's like, nah, my car broke down. So now I have to get up extra early and do all kinds of fucking extra shit just to get my ass to work. And then, like, I got used to that, so I was like, I could probably squeeze in the stream. And then I have to, like tomorrow I have to get my car fixed, so my morning's taken up.
Oh, yeah, you're off, huh?
No, I'm not off.
The kids.
And then the kids, like, but, I have the mornings off.
Oh, okay.
Because I go in at, 12:30, so I leave for work at 11:30. And I'm still used to waking up, like, at 6. So, I get up at 6, fucking shit shower and shave, and then I'll do some form of exercise. And then, like, I wanted to start streaming, but then my car fucking broke down.
Oh, shit.
So now I gotta scramble for, like, for a ride, or, like, someone let me borrow the whip. And then tomorrow I'm gonna get it fixed in the morning, so I can't stream tomorrow either.
It's always some bullshit.
It's always something.
You know, honestly, for me, it's like, I kind of, like, it's not that I gave up on streaming and, like, everything. It's, I really wanted to focus on making sure that I had a fucking job. Because I was like, fuck, man, like, especially, like, with what was going on last year, we weren't sure if the company was going to sell or if we were going to get fired. And, you know, fucking, gracias a Dios, fucking, my work ethic, fucking... shows, you know, it shows itself, fucking. So, it took me a little bit to get hired on to the new company and everything, but fucking, I've been with them since fucking August. And so far, it's okay. I mean, I still don't get paid shit. But I know that I'm with the company and that...
the security's there.
Yeah, so, like, once August hits and shit, that's my 1 year mark, which means that we're able to do,
reevaluate your work and shit.
Not just that, but, like, we get, promotions, pretty much, like, so, fucking fingers crossed, I actually get the goddamn position that, I'm supposed to get hired for. And I've been really vocal about it, too, because we've had corporate there these past few days. And I'm like, hey, dog, like, whole ass, like, I'm doing more than I should. I get paid $18 an hour. Fuck y'all. Only reason why I'm doing this is because I'm a fucking bisa-ass Mexican, and I got a work ethic that, like, no goddamn other. I ain't going to fucking stop. Just because I'm bitching doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I feel like Boz from Bob's Burgers. You're gonna do it, but I'm just gonna complain.
That's what I tell my lady. Like, I'm gonna complain. It just doesn't mean I'm like, or they'll be like, don't stop complaining. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna stop complaining. And they'll be like, what's wrong?
You just told me to shut up.
Fuck. And I just look at her like, really? Like, you want to know what's wrong? You just told me to stop bitching. Like.
But like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm trying to make my way through it and just make sure that I'm there. Cause it's crazy to think like, oh, don't breathe that in. That was a bad burp. I've been eating my meal prep, dog, and that meal prep got some of the raunchiest fucking burps.
What are you eating?
Protein and rice.
Protein, so it's what, chicken, fish?
Chicken. Well, I like doing chicken and beef, because I know beef's extra fatty, but I move so goddamn much during the day that I can warrant it.
Yeah. It's good fat, too. It's not, like, bad fats.
Yeah, it's not like I'm fucking shoveling down some fucking...
Some lard and shit.
Yeah, dude. Well, because, like, dude, I see what they eat at work, like, all these fools, and I'm like, yo, dude, like, how the fuck do you eat Dragon Box every day?
Sad, yo. You know what's funny? I used to do that shit.
I know, me too. Like, okay, look. I'm not saying that you eating fast food every fucking day is a bad thing. I understand. Especially when I was fucking single. And, like... Because in my head, I was like, fuck, well, I'm just going to go to work. I'm fucking going to come home. And then I'm going to fucking play video games. And I'm pass out and then repeat the fucking process. Yeah. So, like, in my ass, I was like, why the fuck am I going to cook? I'm by myself. Who the fuck am I cooking for?
Yeah.
And as you get a little bit older, and, like, I know for you especially, because you got kids, you're like, well, fuck, I got to cook for them.
Yeah.
I got to cook for me, too? Fuck.
Yeah.
And the fucking...
It's a lot harder to cook for one person than it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, you make a fucking mess. Right, there's fucking pots and pans and fucking utensils and all kinds of shit. And then it's like, like, I don't know, I just feel so stupid to, like, put half a cup of rice. Like, and you just make, like, two portions, and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
you're like, this is it?
Yeah, I'd rather just make a whole big-ass pot of rice than a fucking pot of fucking carne molida with fucking peas and carrots and shit. And just have enough for, like, four people in one sitting or two sittings, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That way, like, the prep and the work and the mess that I make is worth it, because, you know, I'm feeding everybody and shit. I get it. And then it's just so much easier to pick up your phone and be like, bring me tacos. Some fucking guy just brings you tacos.
For real, hey, like, because I know these fools get paid fucking salaries, so I'm like, of course you're going to fucking waste your money on stupid shit. Fucking my eyes, I'm like, hold on, wait, I got how much? And I get paid when? Nah, I need to go to the grocery store. I'm like, I need to get that Zoji Rushi fucking thing going. Hit the little fucking it fucking sings to you. It's just tight. But I mean, you do what you gotta do to fucking stay healthy, because it fucking sucks. Fucking being big and then, like, everyone's like, oh, dog, like, I bet you know where to fucking eat off of. You're like, yeah, I do, motherfucker, but just because fucking I do know where to eat doesn't mean I want to go there. Well, I mean, low key, I do want to go there. You guys going? Fucking let me know.
Yep. So you do, like, what, once a week cheat? Like a cheat day once a week?
Yeah, we'll do the weekends. Usually fucking once Friday hits, that's when I allow myself to, like, fucking, all right, fucking, I eat, like, something here and there, like, some type of
bullshit. But it's still, like, in moderation,
though. Yeah, it's still in moderation. It's nothing too big. Because if I go overboard with it, then I'm going to keep fucking doing it.
Yeah, it's just snowballs down the whole fucking month.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And that's something you don't want to fucking do.
Yeah, I get it.
If you're already trying to take care of yourself, and then... especially in the beginning, when you start giving yourself those cheat days during the beginning, you're kind of hindering yourself a lot, because at that point you're like, oh, this is okay for me to do, and then you end up fucking...
Get like their whole reward system. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like, if you go like fucking, in the beginning, you go like 2-3 weeks without fucking eating bullshit, that fucking, that third week, when you get that cheat day or, like, that cheat weekend, you're like, this is the shit. Fucking cheese hasn't tasted so good.
Yep.
So, I feel like, in a way, it just, not only does it help you physically and everything, but it also makes shit better, in a way. Because, like, you look forward to it more.
No, definitely.
Because you're just like, okay, well, this weekend... fucking, I haven't had this in a fucking minute. Let's go eat this, or let's make this, or whatever the fuck. So, in a way, it just gives you the opportunity to, I guess, re-experience good food again. Cause, or especially even fucking garbage food, dog. Alberto's never fucking tastes so goddamn good. I think we had that shit probably like 2 months ago, and I was like, yo, these fucking fries. I know they're just basic ass shoestring fries with no fucking salt on them. Because that old ass spice is like, no quiere la camona de sangre? No. Pues no quiere nada, pues. Like, oh, dick, I fucking salt them fucking fries, dog. Let me fucking get that fucking ring finger thick. Like, don't be a dick. Let me get that flavor, homie. But, dude, it, like, Little Caesar's fucking pizza, shittiest pizza ever, dog. But that shit tastes so goddamn bomb.
That shit smacks sometimes, bro.
It does.
The deep dish, bro?
Fuck. Hold on. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. You get the extra most bestest. Usually it's not hot and ready, so you gotta call that bitch in or place an order on the fucking app or whatever the fuck. When you get there, tell that whatever fucking person is working up in the front, like, hey, do me a solid, yeah? What's going on? Make this shit crazy style.
Oh, they put that fucking... They put the butter they put on the crazy bread?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ask them to do it all over.
Oh, dude. We can only do that for like another couple of years. I'm gonna fucking acid reflux.
This is exactly why I fucking only do this shit. Like, we only get this probably like once every 2 months now.
Yeah.
Because it's way too goddamn indulgent. Like... That fucking, the cheese mixture, because it's a grip of Parmesan that they throw on there. And like that garlic.
That one makes it salty?
The garlic butter or the, well, the garlic butter makes it a little bit saltier.
No, the Parmesan.
Oh, the Parmesan fucking makes it super salty, dog. Oh, dude. Fuck, I'd be chugging like 3 fucking Pepsi Zeros with that bitch. Like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Water.
Yup.
Yeah, dude, but that shit's fucking bomb.
You just feel your heart pressure going up, huh? You just
a whole ass.
Your blood pressure just going up every bite.
Whole ass. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. It's barely Tuesday, but I'm already thinking about what I want to eat on fucking Friday. So I know I'm still a fat fuck, because I am still a fat fuck. Like, I lost, fuck, between last January to this January, I lost 80 pounds.
Damn, that's good, bro.
I went from 385, like 386... No, I was like 390, damn near. 390, and I went down to 305.
That's what's up, dude. Hell yeah, dog.
And it,
I think dieting is probably the hardest fucking thing to overcome.
Yeah.
Because I've lost a considerable amount of weight twice now.
Mm.
And it's dieting is the hardest fucking thing, because you can get into working out, bro. That shit's like a challenge, dude. Especially like I used to like do football. So I like working out. I like feeling sore. I like fucking, you know, how much more can I add the next week or the next month?
Yeah.
I enjoy that shit. But if you're, it doesn't matter how much you work out, if you eat like shit, you're not doing nothing, bro.
you're backpedaling.
Exactly. When you're young, you can do like, two steps forward, one step back, and you're still going forward.
Mm-hmm. But at our age, took those two steps forward, but all that bullshit you just ate made you take five steps back.
You didn't even go backwards. The road just got longer.
Fuck. That's the most accurate shit.
Like, it's just. So the hardest thing, and it's funny because, like, I've talked to people, they're like, what do I have to do? Like, take your fucking time, bro.
Yeah.
There's not a race. First of all, don't starve yourself, because you're just gonna, it's only gonna last like a month, and then you're just gonna go back to eating like shit.
Yeah, because
it's hard, dog. You don't starve yourself, that's stupid.
I have a group of people that tell me, oh, yeah, dude, you gotta do intermittent fasting, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. I'm like, look, intermittent fasting for me, as a fat dude, is. My lunch
is when you're sleeping.
My intermittent fasting is when I'm a fucking sleep.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up, because I have three bowls in the morning, and none of them are cereal. So I get to work. I literally fucking, I drink my energy drink just to wake me the fuck up, because I look fucking stoned in the morning. And I wake myself up, and I'm fucking on it. But at the same time, like, I kind of starve myself between that energy drink to my break. Fucking lunch.
Or lunch, yeah.
Yeah, to my lunch. Because during my break, I mean, like, I'll have snacks every now and then, but it's rare. Usually I'll fucking forget.
Especially when you're working. Because you're working.
I'll fucking forget them. Yeah. Like, and because I'm...
Yeah, I got two bags of Cheez-Its in the car. Both open and halfway done. Because, like, I was eating them during break, and then I was on my phone at the same time, so I didn't even eat them.
You fucking forgot.
And then I went back to work. Yeah.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. You know, and my wife got it on me, too. She was like, you need to bring snacks to work. Because, like, I'm always bitching. Like, dude, I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait until fucking damn near 1. Because, like, the other, the dispatcher, this fool will go to lunch, and then he'll wait until, like, the last fucking minute. So he'll come back from lunch, like, damn near 1:10, 1:15 and shit. So I won't take my shit until, like, damn near 1:30.
Damn.
And then by the time fucking the food's cooled down, I'm kind of stoned. Fucking after hitting the pen a few times, I'm just, like, right there, like, okay, now I'm hungry.
It's not that you're hungry, it's that you can enjoy it now.
Yeah, exactly. Because, dude, it's... I'm not saying that I need weed to function, but god damn it, weed really does help me from bitch slapping so many fucking people. And I think that's the most important fucking part, because that's one thing that people don't understand. Oh, fucking potheads are lazy. No, potheads are not lazy. Potheads are just thinking about every fucking reason not to get fired. And that's why they're just kind of blinked out, like right there, like, fuck, was I supposed to do again? Okay, not bitch slap this motherfucker who was trying to cop me a goddamn attitude. I was supposed to put away these fucking parts that just came. God, I got my game plan on.
Shit, fuck that dude.
Dude. And tomorrow, I already know I'm gonna get fucking... Oh, wait, there's nobody bitch at me tomorrow. We're good, never mind. We're good. Because today, fucking, these fools were like, hey, how come you haven't done returns? I'm like, dog, you've seen me run around everywhere. What fucking time is there, homie? Fucking, like, I almost want to hit him with the fucking King Julian. Maurice, running around like a headless chicken. That's how I fucking feel, dude. But, I don't know. My job's really easy. What I enjoy about it is, like, I'm able to kind of get a free workout in it.
Yeah.
And, like, that in itself, I'm like, that fucking just paid
for. Yeah, me too. I think the lightest box I can carry at work, it's probably like 32 pounds. And the heaviest is 132. So, and then Black Friday, there was like a... I swear to God, they had a sale on fucking trampolines, because that's all the fuck we did for fucking Black Friday. It was trampolines, food, they're fucking heavy, yeah.
Dude, and then with this year, how there's no fucking goddamn winter.
Yeah.
Everybody's been outside, so...
It's
And that trampoline's going on off-road 2 weeks after it got bought because someone broke their arm.
Arm, yep.
You know, that's my favorite fun fact about fucking trampolines.
The number one arm breakers.
Number one fucking wrist takers. Literally, it's gonna fuck up your wrist, dog.
But yeah, I think the number one advice I give is take your time. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I know dieting is the hardest part. So what I did first was I just used a smaller plate. Because it makes it look like you have a lot more food, but you eat a lot less. And then I started eating a lot less. And then after a month of doing that, I started changing the food I ate, right? So it was less carbs and more vegetables and protein and shit. And then after a month of that, I started skipping a meal. So I wouldn't do breakfast for a week. And then the next week I wouldn't do dinner, you know, and I would interchange that. And I noticed that I eat a lot less now, right? Especially now that I go out with my girlfriend, I don't finish, you know, what we're eating at dinner. Because it's sometimes it's a lot, bro. Like you go to fucking, you go to Denny's, right? And you get like a fucking... A breakfast thing is they bring you fucking hash browns and eggs and bacon and ham, and then you have fucking pancakes. That's a fucking lot of food, dude. It is. And I can't finish it anymore, even if I want to. Which is funny because last time we went to go have sushi. We went to go have sushi and it was all you could eat. But the only rule that they had was like any rolls that you leave, they'll charge you extra for those.
Yeah.
So like it's like $30 for all you can eat. But if you leave a roll, they'll charge you $7 for that roll, so it'll be 37. And my girl's like, nah, fuck that. We're not leaving rolls. We're eating this shit. I'm like, I'm already full. And we ended up fucking eating everything. And before we got to the car, we're like, I'm going to take a nap. Yeah. Like, it was too, that's too much. Like, the rice is expanding as I'm speaking. And I need to take a fucking nap. We both passed out of the car for like half an hour.
It's like gold.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. I can't eat that much anymore. And then after that, I started meal prepping. But that's a fucking headache and a half. Because, like, you buy all the food and you're like, all right, on Friday, I'm going to fucking cook it all, right? And then something comes up. And
I'm going to tell you right now. Do not meal prep during the fucking weekends. If you're going to meal prep during the weekends, do it on a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Do not do that shit on a Friday. Because, like you said, things come up,
yeah.
There's always something to do on a Saturday or a fucking goddamn Friday or whatever the fuck. Sometimes even a Sunday. And, like, what we do, well, me and my lady, what we do, usually because our day offs are on fucking Sunday and Monday, mm-hmm. I'll usually put myself to do my meal prep either of those days. So what I'll do is, I know for a fact I work fucking Tuesday to Saturday. So I'll meal prep for each of those days at work. And then pretty much that. So like when we get home, we'll freestyle, whatever the fuck. Like we'll make something else other than what we meal prepped ourselves for lunch. Because if you eat the same shit you had for lunch,
you're gonna
fucking kill yourself. Don't do that to yourself.
I agree.
Don't do that shit to yourself. That's like the most important thing I could fucking say. Like 80 pounds down, make your fucking dinner different than your lunch. If you eat breakfast, you know, usually that one, I know everyone's like, oh, fucking breakfast is the fucking...
The most important meal of the day.
Fuck no, it's not. You know what the most important meal of the day is? Fucking lunch. The reason why it's the most important day is because...
Your body and energy is going like this.
You just burnt all those fucking calories from the day before. Your body needs something to keep going. So you're going to eat that lunch. And instead of fucking getting sleepy, like a lot of people do towards the high midday, because all that goddamn sugar that you put into yourself during fucking breakfast that you don't really think about, that's the most important fucking thing too. A lot of those bullshit calories that you shove into yourself, just based off the random shit you don't think about. Mm-hmm. Fucking,
waffles, cereal.
If you're eating any of that prepackaged shit, fucking any cereal that you're eating, that's a shit ton of sugar. That's already unnecessary calories. any fucking, any type of pastry that's unnecessary calories like a motherfucker. And the one thing I've learned that if you're going to eat something that is going to be a pastry, something that is going to be some type of grain, like, you know, cereal, whatever the fuck.
Carb.
Just make sure that it either has some type of protein to go off of or at least some type of fiber.
Because fiber's important, man.
You need to shit out. You need to shit out all that protein, dog.
Yeah,
you're gonna be struggling if you don't.
Dry ass fucking. You're shitting out of protein bars. Robert Irwin's coming out. Oh, dude.
Shit. Yeah, your protein bar is gonna be coming out like fucking corn kernels, dog.
You know, you know those estropajos that fucking your ass was.
Oh shit.
You shit out one of those, you look down, there's not even water in the toilet because it fucking absorbs it all.
Oh, goddamn, yeah.
But yeah, and then the last thing I was doing was I started fucking counting my macros.
That's another one.
Yeah, but that's like, people jump into that, like, for their dieting. They're like, oh, I'm going to count my macros. From the fucking get-go, like, you haven't done anything to do, you haven't done anything with portion control, or scheduling, or fucking, and you're gonna jump into macro counting? Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's another one. In the beginning, try not to be so hard on yourself.
Mm, that's another thing.
Because if you try to go fucking, oh, fucking, the calories in this are fucking, aren't good because, like you said, the fucking macros, like, you're
like 120 calories, but like, they're all carbs. Like,
yeah, you're giving yourself a disservice in a sense that you're kind of looking at everything in the wrong ways, whereas instead of, I guess in a way, being inclusive of everything, you're very much excluding yourself from everything.
Very limited, yeah.
And you're limiting yourself from so many things because you're telling yourself, oh, well, I can't have this because the fucking sugars and the carbs from this aren't going with the fucking, the protein and the fucking fibers to this. And you're going to fucking put yourself into a goddamn hole, and you're just gonna be like, well, the only thing I could have is fucking plain chicken and fucking plain rice, and you're gonna kill yourself doing that, and it's gonna be so fucking boring and miserable. And the only reason why you should ever be doing that is if you're trying to be Mr. Olympia or fucking Mrs. Olympia, you know?
You know what? It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot, like counting my macros. So now I understand my food, and I don't even need to count the macros. I just already know.
Rice you understand.
Is a carb, or yeah. You know, potatoes are a carb, but they're also
they're starch. Good carbs.
Exactly. So like, and you can substitute those, you know. And like, I haven't had tortillas or bread with the meal in over a year, bro. Except when I go out with my lady and we have like pasta or something, right?
See, now for me, I can do no sugar. I can't do no tortillas. I will fucking kill myself,
dude.
And like, I don't even like. I told my lady, I was like, look, I'm not even going to bother to look for any of those bullshit low-carb tortillas that you try to fucking force yourself to eat.
What's the other one? Keto-friendly? Keto.
Sácame esas mamadas aquí. Dame una pinche tortilla. De esos pinches granos.
If your diet doesn't put you in a ketosis state, like, you're not dieting properly.
True. No, it's very true. But at the same time, I mean, like,
it doesn't have to be a keto diet. Like, yeah, come on, bro.
The key terms to diet are fucking limitation, but also
portion control.
You know, don't exaggerate it too. So, like, if you're gonna eat tortillas, don't be like me and have like fucking
have half the pack,
fucking six tortillas in one fucking go.
Yeah.
But you know, like, just I guess in a way, like. Find what helps you the best.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For you, it's no tortillas, no carbs, everything. No bread, especially, because, fuck, dude, bread.
I know, and being Mexican, dude, being Hispanic, everybody looks at you crazy. No tortillas?
Yeah.
You know, like, not even a tostada? Like, that's a deep-fried tortilla. Yep. Like,
exactly.
What do you mean? No, Pops. It's just my fork and my food. Leave me alone. Like,
hey, because, like, dude, when you start to put into perspective that when you have chips and salsa, for example,
those are all deep fried tortillas.
Hey,
that's like chip is a quarter tortilla. Bro.
Exactly. I was gonna say just that. How many fucking quarters did you put down? Because if you said 28, guess how many tortillas you just ate?
Like
way too fucking many. And like that was before the main dish, and now you're wondering why the fuck you guys take a to-go box. Because, dog, you just put down like 7 tortillas in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have tortillas anymore. And my dad's always tripping. Like, you want tortillas? Like, fool, it's been a year. You should know I don't fucking eat tortillas. Or teleras or nothing. No bolillo or nothing, fool.
Hot damn. Hey, dog. No. The bolillo one is so fucking...
It's because, like, yeah, it's like, some things are harder for other people, and then some things are not. Like, for me, it was easy to drop the tortilla. Mm. It was hard to get rid of the sugars. Like, for someone for you, like, that was a lot more easier.
You know what? You know, also, too, like, as much as I like sweets and stuff, I'm not really that much of a sweet person. Yeah. Like, I love sour shit more than
I do, too, yeah.
Than I like sweet stuff. So, like, for me, when I do buy sweets, I'm not looking for, like, fucking chocolate sweets or anything.
You're
like
more the Mexican sweets, huh?
Yeah, like, I like my spice. Yeah. I like my fucking, So, like, when I do look for something that's sweet, salty, fucking spicy, fucking sour and spicy, like, give me a salty, spicy, sour fucking gummy bear, and I guarantee you I'm gonna go fucking, this ring is not gonna come off in like 2 days.
You'll be all fucking bloated.
For reals. But, yeah, that, for me, it definitely is... I'm the polar opposite of you, where for you it was easy for carbs and stuff. For me, it's fucking difficult for carbs. Like, I need my tortillas, I need my bread, whatever the fuck. But at the same time, like, I can eat without it. You know? Like, I can still just do fucking meat and rice or fucking meat and potatoes, whatever the fuck that we're having. Like, our shit, too, like, when it gets cold, we'll do fucking carne con papa.
Okay.
And kind of like a caldo, like it's more like a fucking a makeshift salsa.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's more creamy than soupy.
Exactly. Yeah, fucking thick.
Yeah.
And I love that shit because like when you put it away, it like almost solidifies into gelatin.
Yeah. It's all the fucking chicken fat.
Yep. Exactly, dude. And for us, well, for me, I'll do like. I'll do carne asada, but I'll usually do, like, I've been experimenting, trying to find the right fucking meat, and I think we found it last time we did it, because I use a tri-tip. Oh, dude, that shit was fucking perfect. I fucking cooked that bitch in the salsa for, like, say, like, probably like a good 2 hours. Added the potato for, like, another half an hour, fucking... pretty much like damn near 3 hours.
Salsas are good because they taste good and it's just vegetables and salt.
Mm. Yeah, fucking mine.
Like if you take the fucking the oil, the vegetable oil out of it, like the corn fucking oil.
Yeah.
It's really fucking good.
The way
it's vegetables and fucking
the way that salt. I'll do it, I'll do pretty much like because it's just me and my lady, I'll do 5 tomatillos. Mm-hmm.
Vegetable,
2 to 3 serranos, depending on how hot they are.
Vegetable,
fucking
onion,
2 tomatoes, usually just 1 tomato if it's a big ass tomato.
Some fruit,
fucking garlic.
Garlic is another vegetable,
garlic, and then onion powder.
Onion powder
to substitute the fucking
onion, yeah.
Substitute the onion. It's mostly just to make it like a really just fucking pretty much so not have like any type of chunks and shit.
Yeah.
Just blend the shit out of it. I won't even add olive oil.
Just a little bit of water.
Yeah, just the water from what I boiled in it.
Yeah.
And then the water that I did boil the shit in, what I'll do is after the meat's done cooking and stuff, I'll add the fucking salsa, mix it, add the little bit of water at a time to, like, kind of, like, dilute it.
Yeah.
and then render just mix it, fucking render it down, and then just keep adding it over time. And until, you know, like, it's not fucking good, whatever. I don't know what the fuck it is, because at this point, it's literally just me mixing fucking, like, 8 different recipes that I've watched my tias make into one, because I'm like, yo, making the salsa from that fucking weird ground beef and potato thing they used to do, but I hate ground beef and potato, so I'm going to substitute that with some good beef, keep the potato. But it, I don't know, I kind of just try to, I guess in a way, like, same shit, fucking try to find whatever that we can cut out that isn't necessary for us, like fucking vegetable oil, like motherfucker, like.
Yeah, use avocado oil, though.
Yeah, that's what we use.
Olive oil. I learned a lot of stuff, too, like a lot of benefits for your foods. Like, olive oil is, like, good for your fucking blood flow and all kinds of shit.
Makes you shit, too.
Yeah, it makes you shit. Good fiber.
Yeah, that's a fucking... That's a good one, dude. Fucking word.
Yeah. And I remember, like, in the mornings when I have breakfast, I'll do, like, 2 eggs, some bacon, or, like, some leftover carne asada, whatever we have. And I'm always, like, putting the fucking olive oil in the pan. My dad's like, that's a lot. I was like, it's olive oil. Shit is like fucking it's good for you. I told him, he's like, it's a lot of oil, like this shit isn't the corn oil food, this is like olive oil, this shit is good for you. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, I fuck you then.
You're
like, you're bitching about me not eating tortillas, but then like olive oil is too much, like.
The Mexican parent shit right there.
Yeah,
things that Mexican parents say.
Yeah, I think the dieting, like, cause like I've lost maybe like 45 pounds since like summer last year, which isn't a whole lot, but I'm a lot more healthier.
Right? The way I see it, progress, although small and incremental, is still progress.
Yes, exactly. So what I noticed, it was a lot of like, you know,
fluctuation,
a lot of plateauing. But I'm a lot healthier, you know. At the beginning of last year, I had like water retention in my legs, and if I didn't put my legs up, you know, after a while, like my legs got fucking swollen to where like my shoes didn't fit. That shit doesn't happen anymore. So that's like one of the greatest like milestones that I've, or for me at least, one of the greatest things that's come out of like, you know, eating healthier. Exercising and stuff, and my sleep apnea has gotten a lot better. At least that's what my lady tells me. Like, oh, you don't snore that much, or you don't fucking wake up randomly. You know, like it's getting a lot better. So that's another thing. I feel like I sleep better. You know, I have a lot more energy. I used to like, you know the fucking things you just pass out like throughout the day because you're out of energy and shit. It's most likely diabetes and. You know, high blood pressure that makes you do that shit, and I don't do that shit anymore. I don't do that, and I just feel better, dog.
Fuck yeah.
Feel way better.
Shit, we're getting there, dog. We're getting there. Fucking trying to figure out how to make it through our 30s. Shit.
We're trying to make it through before they're over.
For real. Hey, the one thing I told myself. That when I hit 30, because I was like, fuck, man, like, I'm fucking fat. Like, and the worst part is like, I realized...
And you're taller, too, so you don't even look, like that fat. Like, I'm shorter, and I look bigger because I'm shorter. And you're a lot taller, so you don't even look that fat.
And right now, I'm wearing all my baggy clothes, too, so... But it... In a way, I don't know, dude, like, I didn't want to be like my dad when he was fucking 30, because when I was 13, that fool was in his mid-30s, he was a fat fuck, I was a fat fuck too, and like, what made me lose weight in high school is, fuck, dude, like, 8th grade, I was probably like a 3X like I am now, and... I was a lot shorter, so, like, I didn't hit my fucking growth spurt yet, so, like, I was a little fat fuck. And when I had hit my fucking freshman year, I was like, dude, I don't want to be fucking fat anymore. Like, I hung out with a bunch of gorditos and everything, and, like, you know how, like, in a way, when you're not the biggest person in a group, it makes you feel smaller in a way?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And for me, that's what it kind of was, but also at the same time, like, it was perspective. I was like, fuck, like, I'm fat, but I'm not, like, that fat fuck over there.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of fucked up to say, but, like, that was a homie Macario. Like, that fool was fucking 6'4", fucking, like, a good 450 fucking pounds, dude. And, like, my dude was a fucking...
Built like a redwood?
Dude, my dude was built like a fucking 1970 Ford fucking, a Ford station wagon, dude. Like, dude had side panels and everything. He was big. He was big, but like...
I'm going to stand next to him, dog. I feel better with myself.
Low key, shit. I'm like, shit, I'm 6'2". This motherfucker
is my favorite. Like, I can breathe, yeah. Shit.
Oh, fuck. I'm like, hey, at least I can pick up my fucking Nintendo DS off the floor after I dropped it. Shit. Yeah,
I feel it. I think for high school for me, it was like I am a bad kid, but I'm not as bad as these motherfuckers here. So it's all right. You know, but it's still bad, you know.
Too fuck. I remember the teacher's like, you're a fucking bad student. I'm like, you're saying that. Do you know the people in this classroom?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be a snitch, but I just want to say that there's at least 4 or 5 other people that are way worse than me in this fucking classroom as we speak. Why are you being a dick? Just because I ditched 4 times? Why are you being a hater, dog? But honestly, though, that's what made me lose weight. Like, my freshman year, I went from a 3X to an extra large. And I told myself then, I was like, if I can do this now, I can do it again later. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I already kind of figured, I was like, once high school's over, I don't have to walk fucking 5 miles anymore. Like, people think it's a joke, but from here to Pomona High is 2.5 fucking miles.
Yeah.
I have to walk there and fucking back.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
That was 5 fucking miles. So there, it was inevitable for me to end up losing that weight. Like, that wasn't a decision that I was like, oh, yeah, fucking, I'm gonna drop down, I'm gonna look way better, and all this shit. Fuck, no. It was inevitable. Fuck, and I remember the homies like, hey, are you tweaking, fool?
Yeah.
And I
was dude, like, there was, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 dudes that I knew that really slimmed down during high school, and that was always a thing. You're tweaking now, micro tweaking, or whatever the fuck they called it. And it was like, nah, dude, like, for me, like, I lost a lot of weight too, but I was doing football, like,
yeah,
you know. And it's funny because the, you know, majority of the weight that I gained was because I played football and I ate like shit, but yeah. I was doing football, so it kind of canceled out, and it was more. I was like, your body's young, right? So it starts, it does fucking miracles, right? So you eat like shit, you know, but you're young and you're working out and you're fucking you're physically active, you know, on a daily basis. I slimmed down really good, but then I got injured and I stopped with the physical activities, but I still ate like shit. So I just fucking got fucking big. And then after high school, I started working at a bicycle shop, and I got really into bicycles, and we started cycling, you know, 10, 15, 20 miles a day, and just fucking bullshitting, you know, whatever, and I slimmed down again. I probably lost like 85, 90 pounds that year. On my fucking bike, on my fixie. And then I found my baby mama, and then I stopped cycling, and then we started going out, eating, you know, we eat like shit, we fall in love. And then we both got big, but I got fucking big. And it's probably been the biggest I've ever been. But then when I broke up with her, I lost like 30 pounds. And then ever since I met my girl, I lost like another 30, another 35. So I'm going back down, but it's because of the age we're at. Our bodies aren't built the same, bro. They
fuck no.
They don't process it. Like, shit. You sit there like, come on, dude. Like, and it's funny because...
You know what's fucked up? Those 30 pounds? You know, when you're younger and you lose 30 pounds, you know exactly where the fuck you lost that weight. Yeah, yeah. At our age, you're like, okay, I lost this weight, but I still look the fucking same. Where the fuck did I lose it at? Dude,
I have this vest I work for, like, that I've had for a minute now, and it didn't used to fit. But now it fits, and I have extra space, right? Mm. But I still look exactly the same. So people don't, they can't see that I've lost 45 pounds, right?
Fucking dick.
But I can, like, but you're sitting, like, you know, when you're taking a shower, you can tell, right? The skin sags here, and it sags here, and over here. And your arms are, like, fucking stretchy, you know? But it's just like... Like fuck. You're young before you start getting tight and you can see where you're losing it, but now you're old and you're just like, the scale says I'm losing it.
But I still got these fucking man boobs. So what the fuck, dog?
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, that fuck man, like, to be honest, I feel like we can have fucking multiple conversations about this. To be honest, I wanted to bring this up before we end this. Do you think we should start doing, like, live fucking callers?
If you can get them in, that'd be dope.
Because what I want to do is either set up the Discord, mm-hmm, or I'd much rather do, like, WhatsApp. Like, fucking, kind of like how Texas does do it.
Yeah.
Because that, I could just set it up through the computer, and then we can hear the calls through the computer, and then just fucking end them, whatever the fuck.
I think that'd be better, because then the quality is always the same coming in. Versus, like, having someone, like, have a shitty webcam, and the fucking audio's all fucked up.
Because, like...
But yeah, if you can get them in, that'd be dope.
Because what I'd love to do is, like, you know... I want to move this to, I mean, the YouTube, for the most part, that's where it's on, too, but, you know, just so that we can find an audience and find people and everything, and just, you know, work on the Tic Tacs, well, we still have it for the next 2 weeks before they take away.
Oh, supposedly.
Fucking assholes. But, I feel like if we can keep doing this and just be consistent with it, like, I think we can bring it back to what me and Chris had it to before everything, before this fool had a kid again.
Yeah, life happens, dude.
I completely understand, dog. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm so happy the baby's healthy and everything.
Oh, definitely. Congrats to those fools.
When I first saw the baby, he looked like a little peanut. I was like, dog, he's so small. But now he's getting healthier and stuff. He's looking more like Chris.
Yeah, they always come out all beat up, dude. You're like, damn, you gotta make it, bro. You gotta make it. And then they become a pain in your ass. You're like, get the fuck away from me.
It's funny because Karen says, like, yeah, fucking, if I would have known, I would have just became a Chris factory. I would have got one full. Fucking all his kids literally look like him.
He has four boys.
None of them look like her.
That's funny,
dude. I was like, damn, someone got your hair features, though.
That's funny.
I was like, fucking, if this was full Chris jeans, all those kids would look like Felipe Esparza.
Oh, shit.
I know she's always like, fuck, all these kids look like Chris. And I was like, nah, dog, those kids look like a mix between the two of you. Because, like I said, if they did look like Chris... They'd be like, what's up, fool? Fucking little Felipe Esparza is everywhere.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
But yeah, dude, fucking, I'm gonna look for that stupid-ass thing this weekend.
For the camera?
Yeah, that too. I need to look for that fucking cable.
Because I'm not gonna use that shit next week. Shit.
That, also, I need to reorganize the goddamn garage, so we'll actually use the fucking couches and stuff.
The couch would be dope. The couch would be dope.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting right there next to the cat while he fucks the pillow.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, he's been fucking the pillow.
Go get some real fucking bitches out there.
Hey, darn, that's my little gooner. Jax disappeared on me, and this fool replaced him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, whole ass.
Damn, that fool got excommunicated.
Rest in peace, Jax, dog. I don't know where he's at, but he's somewhere up there.
That fool was like a hot dog away from being a fucking big cat, dude.
Dude, for reals. It's funny, too, because, like, this fool, when he was a kitten, he would try to, like, fucking snuggle up. And I'm like, motherfucker, you are way too big for this shit. And he just
making demon biscuits?
Fucking just gigantic-ass fucking monster biscuits. I'm like, dog, you know you're a bobcat, right, fool?
He's, like, one fucking hot dog away from that shit.
For reals, dude. I'm still convinced that his mom was a tabby, but the dad was a bobcat or something, because that motherfucker was huge. I think the mom was like a Maine Coon, and like the dad was a tabby.
Those are just two big ass cats?
Well, tabby cats are usually like his fucking size, like just medium sized cats. But like Maine Coons are big ass fuckers. So either the mom had to be a big fucking cat, or the dad was a big fucking cat. There was no in betweens. But it always made me sad. That fool was a little gay ass cat.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He's literally gay. He didn't want to throw palo at any of the cats, dog. He didn't want to throw no cat palo. He was just like, a mí no me gustan esas putas, quítatelas aquí. Esa chingada madre. No como que meow.
That fool had hands, though.
Oh, that fool had fucking hands, dog. That fool would fuck up every cat that came around here, dog. Every fucking cat, you were just like, and then you'd just be coming back like it was nothing, just doing his little shit, like, sup.
Sup.
Let me inside. Fucked up some cat. And then you just see the cat fucking run away that way, whatever the fuck. I remember one of the neighbors, like, your cat keeps beating up my cat, dog. And I'm like, you sure? Because that fool's inside. And you're saying a cat just beat up your cat. So something ain't adding up.
That reminds me of something, dog. I grew up in apartments, and me and my friends were notorious for like breaking shit and just fucking up the whole everything. And I remember one time the manager came knocking with the security, boom boom boom, right? My mom told us. My mom answered the door, and the manager started going off. Oh, you're a fucking shitty mom. And where the fuck, like, how come you don't take care of your kids? They're out there breaking this, and la, la, la. And my mom was just sitting there, right? And then she's like, are you done? Are you done? She's like, what do you mean? She's like, come here. And she went into my room for it. Me and my four brothers were passed out for in the same room, just passed the fuck out.
Oh, no.
So I was like, all my kids are right here, bitch. She's like, and the lady was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. She's like, you need to figure it out because my kids are right here sleeping. And she's like, I remember she told us, she's like, I'm so glad you motherfuckers are home.
She was like, this is the one fucking time I have you motherfuckers are here.
So I'm so happy you motherfuckers are home. And it's true because I had a homie, his name was Sergio. We looked the same, like from far away, but he was a little darker. And he would get in, he would fucking do shit, and they'll come and blame it to me, and then vice versa. So it might have been him. But yeah, she's like, I'm so glad you motherfuckers are old, dude. And I was like, damn, you fucked that bitch. Oh shit.
Oh shit. Speaking of all shit, I think it's time, because you know, this isn't gonna be like the old episodes where everything's 2 hours fucking long.
How long have we been on?
Fucking about an hour. Hour 15. Yeah, probably that's cool. Short and sweet. But next week, what do you think is the topic for next week?
I'd come up with something.
Yeah, we'll think of something. Yeah, I don't want to keep like old Devil of Trouble, keep the same shit. To be honest, like, I've always wanted to do...
We could structure lives for sure.
Yeah, do more of a structured fucking setup and... kind of finish it off with like a live caller here and there, ask questions, fucking.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, because to be honest, I've been listening to a lot of like old fucking like Franco Escamilla radio shows.
Oh, I like that fool.
He has one with...
he has one with his kid, though.
Oh, yeah, he has that one, too. But I've been listening to old, old ones, like him, and Mole, before they started doing the big mesa reuniones and stuff like that. And even the big Amos del Universo. Like, it was, like, the smaller ones where it's just him and Franco, and they're talking about, like, fucking whatever the subject is for that week. And they'll do fucking, they'll read text messages or, like, whatever the fuck people send. And the other one, it's fucking, I think it's, like, his tío or something. Fucking, shit, what's his name? Los huevos varicosos de El Ruby Checo Mejorado and fucking fuck, I forgot his name, dude. Fucking Don Bedorio or something, I think. Don Bedorio, I think. That fool, that's Franco's tío, I think. Or like tío, grandpa, whatever the fuck. That fool was
BC tío?
I think so. And this fool was, like, a part of Gamesa back in days. Like, the fucking, before they called it Gamesa.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, si yo quería ganar un poco más dinero, yo nomás iba casa por casa vendiendo galletas. And fucking the other older fool was like, ¿a poco? ¿No andabas metiendo palo ahí por donde quiera? No, mijo, por eso no tengo hijos. Yo siempre ahí cuidándome bien.
That's fucking funny.
But yeah, that fool.
But dude, with live callers would be dope.
Yeah, these fools do this fucking, the huevos, they'll do like preguntas and shit. Oye, dame Doria, ¿tú crees que me puedo tatuar este año? A ver qué me dicen los huevos. No. Es que los tatuajes no salen bien, mijo. Es que, mira, te vas a agarrar algo y luego se va. Se va a mirar bien feo a rato. ¿Para qué quieres hacer esas mamadas? Shit makes me fucking laugh, dog. I'll be at work.
Those are comedy, bro.
Yeah, fucking. Honestly, listening to that shit helped over the last, like, year or so. Like, with, like, my Spanish, especially. Uh-huh. Like, it's... Not that it's made it more proper. It's just helped me with, like, my vernacular for the most part.
Conversational?
Yeah, conversational. Spanish, yeah, because I'm not that, like, fucking... Because you know how, like, when you communicate with your tías that speak Spanish, but they have kids that speak English, where yeah. You kind of can just, like, speak to them in both? Like, I try not to do that as much. I try to make sure that my whole conversation is in Spanish. And that I'm not using fucking anglicized words as much. I'm trying to make sure that I'm using either regionally correct vernacular, or I'm using fucking, you know, words that are popular enough within the current language that anybody can understand. And it's fucking difficult, especially with, like, having nephews that are getting older and, like...
The Spanish is getting lost?
Yeah. No, fuck no. These fools... Because they live over there.
Oh, okay.
These dickheads, I talk to them, and it's like the way that you talk to kids nowadays, and you're like, the fuck is a skibbity toilet?
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same thing with them, where what is the fuck?
The new generation slang and shit.
Yeah, dude, and it's the same shit over there. Just that for us, it's getting lost because we don't have that connection with them.
Yeah.
And because of that, like, I feel like we end up losing so much as a people in terms of new words and new ways to say certain things. Yeah. And, like, that's why I love fucking TikTok, because, like, TikTok's allowed me to reconnect with a part of my life that I lost over 2 decades ago, fucking getting dragged out of Mexico. And getting dragged over here, like, it was a cultural fucking shift, and it changed a lot in terms of, like, how I think about stuff, as well as, like, how I talk in general. Like, it made me fucking, I guess, in a way, self-conscious with how I communicate with people, and in a way, it also made it where I kind of mask certain things in certain conversations with people, where I'll catch myself trying to, like, kind of like speak like how that person does, and like I try not to do it so much nowadays, but I'll still fucking pick up on it. And like for me, it was the fucking kids that lived in the goddamn alley in front of my grandpa's house. Oye, gordo, ¿quieres ir para acá? Es que vamos a ir a comprar unos chetos. ¿Tú no quieres ir? And I'm like, why are you fools singing?
You know what's funny? There's a couple fools at work. They're like, one of them's from Guatemala. There's a fool from Puerto Rico and shit like that. And they have like different cadences when they speak. And I've noticed that I start mimicking those as well. Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are they, did I just say it like that? Like, nah, what the fuck? Like, and I'll be like,
you're fucking hitting with the false outros.
Oh, shit.
But, fuck, dude.
Or they'll be like, oh, what is that? What's that one thing? I was saying it today. Instead of saying, like, Simon or yes, they go, va. Was it a noche? Va. They're like, what the fuck did I say right now?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely picking up on that.
And I am, dude. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's crazy too, because like that, hey, whatever helps you keep up with how modern Spanish is moving, no matter where it's from, what region it is, it's one of those things. It's like American fucking English as well. Like, you go throughout different parts of this country, and they all speak. Although we all share the same fucking language, we all don't speak the same fucking way. I really want to fucking set that goddamn fucking WhatsApp up so that we can hear more about it. And I'm going to share it a little bit more and see what we can spread out.
I think on Discord, maybe a Reddit.
Maybe a Reddit, maybe a Discord. I'm going to test it with TikTok until they ban me.
Oh, yeah, TikTok.
TikTok hates me, dude. we'll figure it out. I mean, at the end of the day, too, we can push it through YouTube, see what people like. At least with them, we can offer fucking links to the other services where you can hit us up on and stuff. And if you want to add me on anything, you already know it's Manny is Baking on everything, and that includes video games as well as social media.
Hell yeah.
Teddy, where can we add you at?
I don't even know. What am I, the inside net?
I think the inside net.
Yeah, you can look me up at the inside net or at on Twitch on the inside network.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're going to work on that Rolling Thick reunion.
Oh, dude.
With Dino and see if we can do an episode with him.
Those fools are down.
Hell yeah.
Most likely on a Friday. Because I think they have Fridays off.
Okay.
We'll see.
We can do something. But, you know, it was nice to be back and do something and to chill with you guys. And I hope that you guys can catch us next week at the same thing.
Yeah.
See you guys later.